discussion in the poskim about today's Tzom Gedalia. So there's a discussion in the poskim. It's the only time in the year that we have two fast days in 1 week, especially today's a Nidcha. So it's mamish, within 7 days we have two fast days. What if you have a person who, Rachman al-Islan, because of some medical condition, can't survive two fasts in 1 week, but they could fast one fast in the week? So the problem is, Tzom Gedalia comes first, Yom Kippur comes later. So do you say that, okay, today he has a mitzvah to fast, let him fast today, and come what may, if Yom Kippur, it turns out he can't fast, so then he's an honest and he can't fast. Or do you say, no, that he has to, Chacham Ein of Baroshel, he has to pay attention to what's going to be coming up. He knows Yom Kippur is much more important than Tzom Gedalia. Yom Kippur is going to be coming up, so he should not fast Tzom Gedalia and Davka fast on Yom HaKippurim. So there's Yerushalmi in Maseches Tainis, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. But Yerushalmi asks an interesting question. Yerushalmi wants to know, why is it that in Shiva Asar B'Tammuz they made the fast only during the daytime and not from the nighttime before? And Yerushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Levi, Ksiv Asher Yasa Osa Ha'adam V'Chai Bahem, Ve'ein Ma'or Einav Shal Adam Chozer Adar Ba'im Yom. Yerushalmi assumes that there is a 40-day time period where if a person fasts an entire 24-hour period, it's going to affect him physically, and it takes 40 days to get back his eyesight, his ma'or einav, whatever it is, the only way that that a person is going to be able to remain healthy is if they make Shavas or B'Tammuz not a full 24-hour fast, because you can't fast two full 24-hour fasts within 40 days of each other. So that's why they established it in that way. So the kash obviously is that min hadin, you should have fasted the night of Shavas or B'Tammuz and the day, and if you can't fast on Tisha B'Av because you're an anus, so you're an anus, you can't fast on Tisha B'Av, you're too sick to fast. Why did they dafka misakin it that you don't fast on the night of Shavas or B'Tammuz? So it sounds like we pay attention to what's going to happen in the future. That we don't just say, no, I'm going to do my chiv right now. I'll do whatever I have to do right now. And come what may, if it comes Yom Kippur and it turns out that I'm an anus, comes Tishba, it turns out I'm an anus, so I'm an anus, and then I'll be able to eat. No, we pay attention to what's coming up. So l'chora hu adin over here, that someone should not fast some Gedalia, knowing that Yom Kippur is coming up. However, one could suggest that that is not a good raya at all. Because over there, the Gemara was talking about why they weren't misaking it originally, that that's when the fast day is. But when you have two existing Yisurim, or two existing mitzvos, you're not necessarily mevatel one mitzvah or one iser in order to be able to do another mitzvah or iser at a later date. And over there they were talking about, should they make it a fast day? So they decide, okay, we're not going to make the nighttime part of the fast day. Once it is a fast day, though, and Tzom Gedalia is most certainly a fast day, so it could be that you're not going to be mevatel one mitzvah for another. So in the Eshel Avram Mibachach, Simon Tafresh Beis, Rav Avram Dov Mibachach, he writes, Tzom Gedalia Safik Chshash al yidei sheyis ane b'yom kippur shayich bekach ma sha'omru chazal okru mitzvah da'oraisa b'shevi al ta'aseh al yidei takana d'rabanan v'yis ane v'im achar kach lo yuchal l'sanos b'yom ha'kippurim ha'kadosh harei oz yiyah onos u'muter. Eshel Rami B'chach says you have the choice: fast Tzom Gedalia, because that's your mitzvah today. You may not even, we don't know who's going to even make it to Yom Kippur. We don't know where we're going to be Yom Kippur. So if it happens to be Yom Kippur, that we're, because of fasting Tzom Gedalia, we're unable to fast Yom Kippur. So we're anus, and it's totally mutter. You just have to worry about the day's mitzvah. Now, Pashut Pshat, this is subject to the machlokas, very well-known machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Ashra and Parshas Vayera, I think it is, discusses this machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, where the Radvaz in Chelek Dalet Simin Yud Gimel was asked about a person who was in jail, and he was told that you have one day that you can get out and go and daven with a minyan, whenever you want, but one day. So should he daven, should he take the first opportunity, go out and daven with the minyan, go to shul that day? Or should he wait till Yom Kippur when it's going to be really important and for the next, you know, till Yom Kippur, stay in jail and then take his one day leave on Yom HaKippurim? So the Radvaz writes that Yispalel also Yom Tekef v'lo yachmitz mitzvah. Oh, right away, go out, go get a minyan today, don't wait for Yom Kippur. Because the Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel says, Ein ma'avirin al mitzvahs. So if you have a mitzvah in front of you to do right now, mitzvah abal yado al yachmitzena, go and do the mitzvah, that's the one that comes first. You don't worry about what's going to come, li achar zman. The Chacham Tzvi, however, disagrees. The Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kuf Vav says there's a Gemara Menachos that talks about a tzibur that has doesn't have enough animals for a carbon tamid and a carbon musaf. So the Gemara wants to know which one should they use their animals for the tamid or the musaf. So the Gemara says it's talking about musafin da idna utmidin da lamachar. Talking about today's carbon musaf versus tomorrow's carbon tamid. So do you say that tadir is adif and therefore the carbon tamid should win, or mekudash is adif and therefore the carbon musaf should win? So sugya menach, sugya nizvachim also. So says the Chacham Tzvi, if you hold like the Radvaz, even if tadir is adif, even if the carbon tamid of tomorrow is adif, but it's tomorrow. According to the Radvaz, today should automatically win because it's first. And whatever comes first should win. I don't care which one is better or not better. Whatever comes first should automatically win. So says the Chacham Tzvi, the Radvaz is incorrect. You don't just do whatever comes first. You do whatever is more important, even if one is going to come at a later date, and therefore you should not take the first minion available. Wait till you get out of wait till Yom Kippur. Choose to get out of jail on Yom Kippur. Now the Be'er Heitiv quotes from Lekut HaKemach that maybe there's a chiluk between a yachid and a tzibur. When it comes to a yachid, it could be that, meaning to answer the Chacham Tzvi's raya, is that why the Radvaz could defend himself. So when it comes to a yachid has no idea where he's going to be the next day. A yachid has no guarantee that he's going to be alive the next day. Klal Yisrael, they do have a guarantee that they're going to be alive the next day. Klal Yisrael always lives. So maybe when it comes to a tzibur doesn't have to be choshesh, oh, maybe we're not going to be able to bring the Korban Musaf tomorrow. But a yachid does have to be choshesh, maybe I'm not going to be here for Yom Kippur, to be able to fast, and then it will turn out that I didn't fast some Gedalia or Yom Kippur. So maybe there's such a chiluk between a yachid and a tzibur. The other, he also quotes from the Yad Aaron, who was mitarates that when it comes to a tadir and makudosh, if you makrav the tadir, then you're not going to be able to be makrav the makudosh, and vice versa. As opposed to over here, you're not going to be completely losing out on the mitzvah. It's just that if you wait for Yom Kippurim, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, meaning either way you're going to daven. One of these days you're going to daven with the minion. And either way you're going to daven on both the Yom Kippur and the day that you're in jail. You're going to daven both times. The question is, when are you going to do the mitzvah more b'shleimusa? So neither mitzvah is losing out entirely, so maybe that's another chilek to be drawn. So, The Mishra Brura in Siman Tzadi, Sivkot Nechav Aleph, quotes this Radvaz, and he says, but Ayin Nishmas Adam Siman Samaches Sivkot Nalef. You look in the Chayadam Siman Samaches, anyone who has ever read the Sefer Nesiach B'chukecha knows that Siman Samaches is about all the klalim of mitzvahs. So Nishmas Adam over there talks about the concept of Ein Ma'avirin al mitzvahs, and he says that if you have a person who needs to go, he needs to go do something on one of the days of the week, and he has to pick, should he go do this thing where he's not going to be around the Jewish community on Erev Shabbos, and if he does it, then he's not going to be able to do Tefillin and Kriya Shema on Erev Shabbos, or should he go on Shabbos, and he's not going to be able to do the mitzvahs to say of Shabbos, of Suda Shabbos and Tefillah, etc. Which is better? Should he sacrifice the mitzvahs of Erev Shabbos, or sacrifice the mitzvahs of Shabbos? So he says, Adif leilich b'Erev Shabbos levatel mitzvahs Tefillin mi leilich b'Shabbos. Better to go on Erev Shabbos, be mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin, rather than go on Shabbos, because tefillin, kriya shma of Shabbos, is tadir and mekudash. So, l'chora, that's against the Radvaz. The Radvaz would say, no, do whatever you can do first. Ein mavirin al mitzvah. So, Friday, you have the opportunity to do mitzvahs of Friday, do those mitzvahs of Friday. If that means that you're going to have to sacrifice mitzvahs of Shabbos, so go, wait till Shabbos, and then you'll sacrifice the mitzvah of Shabbos. But according to the second teretz that we said, that the chiluk between doing mitzvahs right versus chiluk between two totally separate mitzvahs and one mitzvah, so maybe you can suggest as follows: that maybe when it comes to the tainus of going back to us of Yom Kippur and Tzom Gedalia, where they're two completely separate mitzvahs, maybe even the Radvaz would be mode. The Radvaz was talking about a case of being let out of jail for a day, so he said take the first opportunity. But maybe when it comes to Tzom Gedalia versus Yom Kippurim, where these are two totally separate mitzvahs, and one of them is going to be lost, it's not an issue of which one I'm going to do better. Am I going to do this one with the minion, that one with the minion? One of them is going to be lost. Maybe even the Radvaz would be moda that you don't want to lose Yom Kippur. Prim Gadim Psicha Kaleles writes that it's pashut that the Radvaz would be moda, at least in the Tzom Gedalia Yom Kippur case, because Tzom Gedalia is only midrabanan. Yom Kippur is midaraisa. For sure, you would violate the drabana in order to keep the daraisa later on. However, Stechemed takes the exact opposite view. Stechemed, in Marachs Yom HaKippurim, Siman Aleph, says, Sivkat Yud, that no, the Chacham Tzvi would be Modeh in our case. Why? He says, over there, when it comes to getting out of jail, so what if you don't get out of jail? So you mevatel mitzvah b'shevi al taseh. You don't go to shul. But over here, to eat on a fast day, to violate an aviru b'kum v'aseh, because later on something might happen, that's much, much worse. And that even the Chacham Tzvi would be moda. You can't eat on a fast day, so you got to fast on some Gedalia, and then you'll eat on Yom Kippur if that's what you have to do. Tzitzal Yezer Chelik Yud Simun Chaf Hei Parik Yudal Tzivkat Tes brings a raya that we are doche an Isser Drabanan even Bekum Va'aseh in order to do a mitzvah d'oraisa la'achar zman. Because in the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanos, he was asked about a person who was sick, you know, with a dangerous illness, and he had to drink non-kosher milk for 40 days straight. That was the program. So he started the program, the medication program, 40 days straight of non-kosher milk. Then Tisha B'Av came. So now what's he going to do? If he fasts on Tisha B'Av, he's going to have to start the program all over again. If he drinks the milk on Tisha B'Av, then he'll be breaking his fast on Tisha B'Av. So what should he do? So the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanos writes that since if he fasts, it's going to be machshil him la'asid, that he's going to have to drink this non-kosher milk so many more times, better for him to not fast on Tisha B'Av, break his fast on Tisha B'Av, rather than have to do this Isser so many more times. Says it's Eliezer, here you have, violating Nisid Rabbanan, bikum v'yaseh, right, going and eating on Tisha B'Av, and we allow it in order to avoid having to violate later Isurim. However, if you remember our discussion from Rav Yosef Engel about quantity versus quality of mitzvahs, this raya doesn't seem to be the strongest raya in the whole world, because it's not only a matter of doing an avera later on, it's doing an avera multiple times later on, having to violate an isur daraisa over and over and over again later on. Maybe in that situation, the sheer quantity of the isurim that you're going to be doing, and especially since they're isurim daraisa, so it's higher quality isurim also, would outweigh the fact that right now you're doing an aver derabanan b'kum v'aseh. At the end of the day, what's the psak halachos? I have this beautiful sefer where I got all these marmakomas from, Kovitz Halachos of Piskei Marenu Hagon Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, he says that after quoting all this raid, he says, Kol panim ledina das Marenu v'Rabbeinu Shlita, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky held, she'en l'sanos b'tzom gedali. I think that's what the poskim are knowing, that if a person is of frail health, we tell them, don't fast on some gedalia. Much better to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, and it's possible that even the Radvaz is going to be moda, and we're not mechalik between kum v'aseh versus shei v'al taseh, and in Halicha Shlomo quotes that this was the sheet of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well. It seems that that's the fairly widely accepted opinion.